Probably two of the most desired and most needed commodities of the world today are love and security. Years ago, our federal government set about to provide us with security in our old age. More recently, they have developed Medicare, a form of socialized medicine similar to that in England. Even so, the government has never made any attempt to provide us with the other needed commodity, love. And along with their efforts to provide us with some form of security for our old age or during a time of sickness, there have been, we must admit, many, many weaknesses. There are those among us who have sought to find security by devoting themselves to the employment of some huge industrial or financial establishment. Of late, we've read in our newspapers and we've watched as many of these mammoth businesses have gone down the financial drain. All about us, governments topple, and the power empires of so-called big men fail. And we watch them through the news media being carried off to a penal institution. Where is security? Is there love to be found anywhere? We read from God's Word in that familiar passage called the Gospel in a Nutshell, that verse that probably you can quote, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but would have everlasting life." Friend of mine, this inspired passage from the Word of God declares for us that there is love available for every man, woman, and child on the face of the earth. Not only is there love for us, but God gives us security in the promises he makes in this verse and many other passages. For truly, as we read in the Word of God, he cannot lie. That can be said of none of us, but it can be said of our God who promises us love and security. He cannot lie. Let us read that verse again from another translation. "For God so greatly loved and dearly prized the world that he even gave up his only begotten Son, so that whoever believes in, trusts, clings to, relies on him may not perish, come to destruction, be lost, but have eternal, everlasting life." A little girl was once quoting this verse, and she says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only forgotten Son." I'm afraid that many today have forgotten the Lord Jesus. He's forgotten by the masses. He's forgotten by the multitudes. But friend of mine, I trust you have not forgotten that our God promises you love. How much does he love you? Well, he demonstrated that love. He proved it to the ultimate degree when he gave his only Son, his unique Son, the darling of his bosom, none like him now or ever shall be. His Son came into this world. He was in flesh like us. He was born of the Virgin. He was incarnate. God became man that he might take man's place and man's sin and man's judgment and die upon the cross of Calvary. This is how much God loves you. Friend, you may consider yourself unloved and unwanted and unneeded, but my God declares for you in his word that he loves you, and he loves you so much that as the person of the Lord Jesus, who without sin died on Calvary's cross, bearing your sin and mine in his own body. And he said, "Look, I love you. I died for you. I want to forgive you of every sin and take you to live with me forever in heaven." How much more security do you want? How much more security do you need than the security of knowing Jesus Christ in the forgiveness of all your sins? In closing, let me say, to be sure, this security can be yours today through trusting him. Amen.